For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Joe Biden wants to hand out more of your money, this time to young people, to help other people get indoctrinated into the climate change cult. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. Thanks for being here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Great to have you with us as we have a lot to cover today. I'll tell you, I was thinking about these crazy protests on college campuses, too. I mean, the anti-Semitism that is just happening in this country, it's truly outrageous what's going on here. And, you know, these university presidents that are just completely clueless on this stuff, they really, I mean, they're clueless. In England, this happened. This guy got arrested. He's Jewish. They were having this anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian demonstration, and this Jewish guy goes by there, and the police threatened him. They said, "We'll arrest you because you're agitating the people who are protesting." I've never heard of such a thing in my life. And these people are protesting, and they're talking about the destruction of Israel, and the river to the sea, and all the other stuff. And this Jewish guy goes by there, and the cop comes over to him and says, "I know you're not doing anything wrong, but you got to leave because you're making them angry." And the guy says, "I don't want to leave." The guy says, "Well, I'm going to arrest you." I couldn't believe it. I just can't believe that happens in. I mean, well, it's Britain. I mean, Britain's nuts. They, you know, they're losing their minds over there. They'll put you in jail if you use the wrong pronoun. They'll do that to you. So, no doubt about that. But let me share with you this. I thought this is good. This is interesting to think about what the Republicans are doing wrong and why it's so frustrating, this aid to Ukraine that they keep giving out here. And, you know, at some point, you got to ask yourself, when are we going to stop this? And I think the only answer is Trump has to come back into office because he won't put up with this. And then the Republicans will fall back in line. Right now, it's almost like the Republicans that are there, well, they're just being controlled by the swamp and the forces that are there. Trump obviously is doing so well. He won the Republican primary for the reason because he doesn't want to see American money go to Ukraine. That's one of the reasons why he won. But instead of the Republicans in the House getting that, instead of these Republicans understanding that and seeing that and realizing that, hey, you know, this is a problem and we got to make sure that we stop doing this. They even though when they were against it, Johnson's a great example of this. They were against it. And they still push it. They still push for it in this new capacity. And I don't get it. I don't understand that. Other than it becomes a situation where it's the invasion of the body snatchers and they're taking over. Now, if Trump gets back in there, this stuff will end. It's the same thing with FISA. You know, it's the same thing with FISA and all the spying that goes on in America and all the spying that goes on with you and with me and everything else. And at some point, you know, you got to think to yourself, hey, if we continue to allow this to occur, if we continue to allow government to have this power over us and Trump doesn't get back in there, what then? You know, what then? I mean, everybody's acting like, well, you know, if he wins and that we could fix it in 2 years, what if he doesn't win? I mean, I hope to God he does, but what happens if he doesn't? Then you're just going to have them, you've given them more power, and we know what they do. We know how they spy, and they're just going to keep doing it. They're going to keep doing it in all of us. And this FISA reauthorization bill right now could even force your employer to become a spy for the government. This came out the other day from Reason.com, and this is amazing to me, but tech companies and First Amendment groups are calling attention to a provision within FISA that would significantly expand the federal government's power to snoop on Americans' digital communications, potentially by forcing employees of private businesses to become informants. The Information Technology and Industry Council, which is a global trade group that represents major tech companies, including Google and Microsoft, is calling for last-minute changes to the Reforming Intelligence and Securing America Act, which could get a final vote in the Senate, I guess, coming up on Friday. I think the Senate's set to vote on it this coming Friday. The bill's primary purpose is to extend Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which allows U.S. intelligence agencies to scoop up communications between Americans and individuals abroad. But the bill also includes a provision that vastly expands the U.S. government's warrantless surveillance capabilities, damaging the competitiveness of U.S. technology companies, large and small, and arguably imperiling the continued global free flow of data between the U.S. and its allies. That provision means that nearly any business or entity with access to telecom or internet equipment could be forced to participate in the federal government's digital spying regime. The big target is likely to be owners and operators of data centers. Under current FISA law, Section 702 only applies to telecommunications companies and internet service providers, but the amendment included would expand that definition to cover any service provider with access to equipment that is being or may be used to transmit or store electronic communications. Now, what does that mean? Well, the practical impact of that revised definition is significant and means that any company, any vendor, or any of their employees who touch the physical infrastructure of the internet could now be swept under FISA's scope and compelled to assist with FISA surveillance. If the amendment were to become law, any electronic communication service equipment provider or others with access to that equipment, including their employees or the employees of their service providers, would be subject to compelled FISA disclosure or assistance. Even someone like a custodian could legally be compelled to assist in the federal government's spying efforts. Now, there's an attorney who has experience arguing before the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. And typically in that court, you know, the judges just kind of rubber stamp everything. I mean, this is why they were able to surveil on the Trump campaign. This is why they were able to surveil Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. And this would permit the government to compel the assistance of a wide range of additional entities. And the newest version is a little bit less broad, but would cover the owners and operators of facilities that house equipment used to store or carry data, such as data centers or buildings owned by commercial landlords who merely have access to communications equipment in their physical space. As far as I can tell, this means basically anybody who has a router or modem that you get service from. We've already told you how it could be coffee shops, like you go to a coffee shop, for example. Well, this could be also if you rent an apartment, the building, the landlord, all of that. They could be included in this, utility providers, contractors. And if the bill becomes law, Sources will rightly suspect that American newsrooms could be bugged by the government, because newsrooms obviously all use these internet routers and modems and everything like that, and they're not owned by them necessarily. Even if they are, the service comes in from someplace else. Let's say, for example, the Biden administration doesn't like the fact that Elon Musk has the Twitter files, and Matt Taibbi and Schellenberger and these other guys are exposing all the government's surveillance efforts, all the government's efforts to censor speech during COVID, and all the other things the deep state's doing. And let's just say they want to get a leg up on it. So what they wind up doing is they tell the third party providers, give us all the information that you have. We've got reason to believe that they might be involved in something, and they turn it over to them. Because they have to under the law. It's not even a question. They would have to under the law. So now the government gets to know what these people are writing about. So let's say they've got a big scoop here. And they're going to expose how the Biden administration is taking down any comments. If you bring up changes to Title IX, you know, Biden's change on Friday where he turned around and he said, we're going to let men use women's bathrooms and women's locker rooms and all the other things. And you say you come out and you're against that. You talk against that. You don't like it. You say something about that. Well, in that case, then understand that if the Biden administration now is working with big tech again to censor that information, you get a couple of investigative journalists who figure this out. The government's able to sweep up all that information on them and then intimidate, harass. I mean, we saw what happened to Matt Taibbi. Let's not forget what they did to this guy. So the IRS showed up at his doorstep the day that he was supposed to testify before the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Government. So Matt Taibbi gets the Twitter files and all this information. Elon Musk buys Twitter, changes it to X, and they get all these files and all the government's efforts to censor you, censor me during COVID, Hunter Biden laptop story, etc. And they start writing about it and they expose all this stuff. And it's amazing. Like the level to which the White House was pressuring big tech. And I don't think they had to pressure very hard. I mean, these people are all leftists and they're happy to help the government. They're happy to comply. But the efforts to which the government was pushing them to do this. And the IRS shows up and knocks on Matt Taibbi's door. Now, typically the IRS would send letters. They show up at his house, actually it was his house in Jersey, over an issue of identity theft or identity fraud or something. Not like he did anything wrong. The day he's testifying before the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Government. You don't think that was done to send a message? So do you trust this administration having the ability to turn around to third-party internet providers, people that work on routers, modems, people that are the geek squad, whoever else? Be able to turn around to them and say, we need all the data, we need all the information here. Without a warrant. Again, without a warrant. See, the warrant provision of the Fourth Amendment requires them to go before a judge and say, Your Honor, we have reason to believe these Americans and their communications might have something to do with this foreign intelligence case we're pursuing. And here's the reason, Your Honor. Here's the outline of why we think that. But in this case here, they don't even have to ask a judge because there's no warrant. There's no warrant requirement. So all they got to do is just turn around to the providers and say, we need the information. In fact, you could call it the Everyone is a Spy Act. Everyone is a spy. Potentially anybody with access to a laptop or a Wi-Fi router could be compelled to help the government conduct their surveillance. Now, Biden supports this and he does not support the amendment that would allow for a warrant, and the Republicans don't have the votes in the Senate. So it's all but a done deal. It's all but a done deal because what will happen is Ron Wyden will be the only Democrat that votes against it. And all the other and there'll be Republicans that vote for it. And there won't be enough Republicans who care about the Fourth Amendment and the Constitution to stop it. And then Biden will sign it into law. And we'll have two more years of this, but with more power. So Attorney General Merrick Garland, I'll ask you this question. Do you trust that guy? That's the guy who wrote that letter to moms in yoga pants, dads at school board meetings, just letting them know that they may be terrorists and maybe the FBI might be watching them. So do you trust that guy? The guy who said to Catholics who were praying in mass in Latin, you might be a domestic violent extremist. He wrote a letter. He said that his department commits to applying the new definition of electronic communication service providers in a narrow fashion. The number of technology companies covered by the new provision will be extremely small. Now, if you haven't been paying attention, if you've been in a coma, or maybe you came here from another planet, you might turn around and go, when does the government ever apply anything narrowly? And when does the government ever rein itself in any capacity? When does that ever happen? Even if the bill is intended to target data centers, and even if you trust the Biden administration to honor its pinky promise, it's not binding. And no one gets in trouble if they don't. That's the other thing, too. In all these instances where we found out that the FBI got access to Americans' data, they did a big old oops, our bad, sorry. Sorry about that. That stinks. And nobody got in trouble. And all these bureaucrats know they don't get in trouble. It's why nothing prevents them from doing it. The only thing that prevents them from doing it is having to get a warrant. That's it. And now they don't have to get a warrant. So they'll have more access to Americans' data than ever before. And all they have to do, again, all they have to do is just tie it to something foreign. And it doesn't have to be even a situation where that foreign person is necessarily a bad actor. Remember, they've got to get the information to make that determination. How many newsrooms conduct overseas conversations and overseas interviews? Probably all of them. How many independent journalists are talking to sources overseas? Let's say you've got somebody like, let's use Jack Sobieck for an example. His work that he does at Human Events, I'll give you this example. The people that work over there, let's say they're writing a piece about Ukrainian corruption. So they make contacts with people. Or Tucker Carlson, his people, because they're talking to Putin. Well, now, all of that data can be swept up and the government can know all of it, all their communications and everything they're talking about. And everything, all of it, because all they got to do is say, well, they're talking to these people. They're talking to these foreign actors. We got to get the information. And you'll never know. I mean, they could be surveilling Tucker Carlson right now, and they probably are, and he wouldn't know. And there's no check on that. So if a journalist goes over to talk to a person in Russia or talks to anyone in Russia or Ukraine or say they want to talk about Bolsonaro or they want to talk about Javier Milei and they want to, well, you're talking about anything that has to do with foreign. And for independent investigative journalists who are trying to get to the truth, say they want to get to the truth about Ukrainian corruption, how all our money's going over there and it's basically being laundered. Well, the government doesn't want you to know that. That gets in the way. The swamp doesn't want you to know that. So now they can just sweep up all that data, sweep up all that information. And they have the ability to intimidate, to harass, to threaten. They can audit people. They can show up at their houses. Or even worse, they can then apply pressure under this new TikTok law they're going to pass to essentially have those entities sold, to force the sale of them under the guise that they're colluding with our foreign enemies. See, that ultimately is what's going to happen. If this TikTok bill goes through, which again, it taps into the heartstrings of people like Mama Zioli, because they hear about the Tide Pod Challenge and they want to keep their kids safe. And they think the only way to do that is to make sure that TikTok is owned by an American company. Or you tap into the other thing, which pulls on conservatives' heartstrings all the time. You say, China is spying. Well, China's spying on us in a variety of different ways. Your TV was probably built there. And guess what? Your TV's spying on you. A lot of your car components are made there. That's spying on you, too. China buys third-party data from all kinds of internet service providers. And so does our government. And the government, the provision to block that also failed. So the government can now still buy your data. Don't have to worry about getting a warrant. They can buy all the data on you. They can profile you. They can track your spending. They can find out if you're buying Cabela's fishing hats, Bibles, whatever it is. They can find all that out. You're buying that Trump Bible? Well, you might be a terrorist. They can find all that information out. And nothing stops them from doing it. And when the TikTok bill goes through, and it will, And we'll hear, we'll all celebrate and go, well, great. Now it has to be owned by an American company. And the bill would force the sale of any company that is owned by or in any way, shape or form has investors of 10% foreign. So that means now if a foreign entity invests money in Twitter, Elon Musk's company X, for example, or they can show that. And companies overseas buy American stocks all the time. Well, you can make the argument that's a foreign-owned company. It doesn't have to be 50% or even close to that threshold. Then they can force a sale of that. Or if that company might be colluding with a foreign adversary, you can force a sale of that business too. And ultimately, what you'll get is you'll destroy independent journalism and you'll force the sale of X. You'll get it out of Elon Musk's hands. And that's what I think the ultimate goal here is. Because he's pesky. You know, Elon Musk is pesky. He doesn't put up with the censorship. He doesn't take down posts that say that men who identify as women are mentally ill. And you put that post up on X, it's allowed to be there. You put that post on Facebook or Instagram or something else, that post will come down. That's the difference. And they don't like that. You know, they don't like that Elon will host Tucker Carlson on his platform and Tucker Carlson will be able to talk about the Ukraine war and expose things about it that the deep state doesn't like. They want to be able to control him and they can force the sale of Twitter if this TikTok bill goes through. Trust me on this. It's a bad bill. It's very dangerous what's happening. And now it's out of the hands of the House because Mike Johnson was the tie-breaking vote on this stuff. So now it's in the Senate where it's going to pass and Biden's going to sign it into law. It's a real problem. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. So I had my buddy Lou Vargo over for dinner last night. He is the owner of Garden State Earthworks, and we had a great time. After I did the interview with Trump, we opened up a bottle of wine, had some cigars, hung out together, had a real nice evening, he and his wife, Trish, and we had a lot of fun. And he solved my water problems in my backyard. You know, when we moved to the new house, we had standing water. It was like a pond. Talk about a swamp. We had a swamp in our backyard. Well, he came in there, his team at Garden State Earthworks, and they drained all that water away. And I'm telling you, if you have static water causing mosquitoes, you got a hard time mowing the grass, or worse, damage to your hardscaping, your basement, your pool liner, reach out to Garden State Earthworks today because they remove the water, creating a drier, more enjoyable environment for you and your family. Don't trust a landscape company for your drainage issues. Trust Garden State Earthworks. They'll solve your water issues for good, just like they did mine. Call 856-848-4444, 856-848-4444, or go to GardenStateEarthworks.com. Don't trust a landscape company. You need the experts. And they're super busy this time of year with all the rain we've been having and more rain on the way. If you have water problems, they're only going to get worse and cost you more money. Garden State Earthworks will fix it guaranteed and lose a great guy, and he will make sure it's done. And if you call them and tell them I sent you, they'll make you a priority. 856-848-4444, 856-848-4444, or GardenStateEarthworks.com, GardenStateEarthworks.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
It is Monday. Thanks for being here today. A lot to chat about. Biden's got a lot of problems. Biden's got a lot of electoral problems. Steve Kornacki, the Nacky himself, Mr. Khakis, MSNBC, very, very excitable. Very excited. And this is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today. Your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. NBC poll, which candidate is better at handling a crisis, strong record as president, competent and effective, necessary mental and physical health, dealing with inflation and cost of living. So he goes on Meet the Press with Kristen Welker. And he reacts to this NBC News polling data. Now, what's important to note about this is that I've told you before, when it comes to polls, and this is my rule on this, and I get asked this question all the time, okay? Oh, McCormick's there? Oh, I'm sorry, Dave McCormick is here now. I forgot. My attention span just kicked in, and completely forgot about that. So welcome to the show.
You're getting old, man.
The soon-to-be Republican nominee for U.S. Senate, Dave McCormick. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, and this is a good day, or tomorrow will be a good day for you. You feeling confident? You should.
I'm feeling great. You know, I'm going to my fourth stop today. I've got Jim Jordan in town, and he's campaigning with me, and we started in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton area, and we went down to Lehigh Valley and did a couple events there. We just went to Lehigh University where we talked to the wrestling team, and now we're headed down to Bucks County. And listen, this is excitement in the air. That's what I'll say. People are deeply worried about the future of the country, and they're ready for change. And I think they view my candidacy as a way to really take the reins in Pennsylvania and get things out of the hands of Bob Casey, who has literally been in office for 18 years and has accomplished virtually nothing as Pennsylvania senator.
You're so right about that. I mean, we never see the guy. He disappears and he shows up every 6 years, and then we know we have another election. It's like Groundhog Day. Let's talk about a couple of the major issues right now that we're thinking about. Number one, I want to ask you about natural gas, because Biden's war on natural gas, this liquefied natural gas export he's put in place, as you're going all across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania today, and you've said this before, Dave, how essential natural gas is to America's energy independence and also to jobs in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, honestly, when we look back at the Biden administration, I think we'll look at this energy policy as well as border as the most significant strategic miscalculations. And in the case of energy, I mean, as I've told you, Rich, you know, Pennsylvania is the fourth largest natural gas reserves in the world. The one thing we could do to change Pennsylvania's future would be to unlock that potential. These are incredible, great-paying jobs. I was in Tunkhannock at the there's a training center up there for skills in natural gas and petroleum. These are great jobs. You know, kids start at 19 or 20, $65,000 a year, $85,000 with overtime. Huge opportunity. And Biden's war on energy that Bob Casey supported every step of the way. The desire here is to stop all consumption, and it's absolute madness. It's hurting our economy. It's hurting our environment because that natural gas is clean and beautiful, and that replaces coal-fired plants in India and China, and it hurts our national security. You know, I was with Toby Rice the other day, who's the CEO of EQT, which is the biggest natural gas company in the world. He told me the following. He said, if we unlocked our natural gas in the United States, we could create the equivalent of a new Saudi Arabia, 10 million barrels of oil a day, the equivalent of that in natural gas terms. That's incredible. But Biden is blocking it, and Bob Casey's been with him every step along the way. And this pause, mark my words, is a wake-up call for Pennsylvania. It's a reminder of how terrible Biden and Casey are on energy policy.
Yeah, I was reading a story in the Wall Street Journal about this, and they were talking to a bunch of workers outside of Pittsburgh, and one of the guys voted for Biden in 2020, and he said, I'll never vote Democrat again. I mean, these people are coming for my jobs.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. They are coming for the jobs. And, you know, Biden says that his policies are trying to help working families. Listen, his economic policies have been a disaster for working families. 60% of Pennsylvanians are living paycheck to paycheck. Prices are up 20% because of Joe Biden and Bob Casey's spending policies, which have driven inflation. They're up because of the war on energy, which has driven up fuel prices, which increases the prices of everything. That's a driver of inflation. And so the guy that says he's helping working families is killing the goose that laid the golden egg, which is natural gas in Pennsylvania. But he's also driving the inflation, and inflation is picking the pockets of working families at a time that they're already struggling. And this is why people are turning against President Biden, and they see Bob Casey as being part of that failed agenda. As you know, Rich, Bob Casey's voted with Joe Biden 98% of the time. 98%. This guy's a follower, not a leader.
Dave McCormick, let's talk about foreign affairs, shall we? I mean, the Iran deal. I mean, what we're watching play out in the Middle East, and I'll also ask you about your thoughts on what we're seeing on these college campuses right now, the anti-Semitism, these outrageous protests. The world is at a tipping point right now, and it's a very, very dangerous time for our country, no doubt about it.
There's no doubt. And listen, with Iran, this was predictable. This is all the consequence of a 2015 strategy of appeasement that was put in place by President Obama to drop the sanctions of Iran, give them back more than $100 billion of sanctioned money that they have used to promote terrorism across the Middle East through their proxies. The attack from Hamas.
Dave, are you there? Okay. Dave, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, good. Go ahead. You broke up a little bit. Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was just saying the attacks from the Houthis, this is all the direct consequence of Iran. And the original sin was that deal from Obama. And the senator that cast the deciding vote was Bob Casey. And so, you know, we're dealing with terror. We've got to strangle Iran economically. We've got to make it more and more difficult for them to underwrite terrorism. And this evil is not just directed at Israel. It's coming to the West. That's the explicit goal. And with regard to the anti-Semitism on these campuses, I mean, I think it's an example of spiritual decline here in America. I mean, when you see these kids who don't know the difference between right and wrong, who can't differentiate between good and evil, you say, my God, how could that happen? And then, Rich, you look at those three college presidents a couple months back testifying, and you say, that's how it happened. The lack of leadership, the lack of moral clarity. And that, again, Bob Casey's failed us. Bob Casey has endorsed Summer Lee, who is my congresswoman from my neighborhood in Pittsburgh. She's been anti-Semitic. She's supported radical Islamic groups. She is part of the problem, and yet Bob Casey hasn't had the moral courage to denounce her and withdraw his endorsement. This is a test, and many people are failing this test, and Bob Casey's failed this test over and over again.
Dave McCormick, let's also talk about the anti-Semitism that we're seeing here. And you know, I'm watching the images on TV, the news. I mean, Jewish students are feeling very, very frightened and intimidated. And this seems to be happening more and more. I mean, we talked about it when this happened outside Goldie's restaurant right here in Philadelphia. You and I had a conversation about that.
Yeah.
And how intimidating that was for people. And it seems as if the left has no tolerance right now whatsoever for Jewish people in this country. I hope it's a wake-up call for these voters.
I do, too. And I think it is. And I see this across Pennsylvania where traditional Democrats, Jewish voters who have traditionally been Democrats or just Democrats, are looking at their party and looking at these kids on campus and the progressive left and saying, listen, I want nothing to do with that. And, you know, what's happening here is a progressive ideology that defines the world into two camps, the oppressed and the oppressors. And everything is looked at through that lens. And that's why you see these, you know, college presidents testifying and they're talking about Jewish students and, you know, things that are being said. And because they've defined the world the way they have, they get twisted into these pretzels where they're defending completely indefensible things. And if you had substituted Jewish for African-American or LGBTQ or something like that, those conversations would have never happened in that way. But because of the definition of the way they've defined the world, they put Israel on the side of the oppressor and the Palestinians on the side of the oppressed. And this is what's so deeply flawed about this ideology. It takes you down a path that's wholly illogical and indefensible. And unfortunately, that's what's happening. And anti-Semitism is the most clear example of that deeply flawed ideology.
And Dave McCormick, when you get to the U.S. Senate, and I really do believe you're going to get there, and we'll talk about how we get there in just a second, but I thought it was so disrespectful that the United States Senate did not do their constitutional obligation and hold a proper trial for Alejandro Mayorkas. The House impeached him as per Article 1 of the Constitution. They had serious charges against the Secretary of Homeland Security, and Bob Casey joined in and voted to allow Mayorkas to completely get off the hook unscathed without even allowing the American people to hear the evidence that the House had provided.
I completely agree. It's an absolute disgrace. And, you know, the Constitution calls for impeachment for high crimes and misdemeanors. And the charge here is that Mayorkas explicitly lied to Congress, which certainly appears to me to qualify. Part of the track record with Bob Casey of absolutely supporting policies that lead to a wide open border. He's voted against the border wall. He's sanctuary city. He's voted against additional funding for the Border Patrol. He's voted against an initiative that would have helped stem the flow of fentanyl. He's voted against Kate's law, which would allow us to prosecute illegal immigrants that committed felonies. Every step along the way, Bob Casey has voted essentially for wide open borders. The Mayorkas votes is just a continuation of that pattern. It's disastrous for our country to have these wide open borders. It's compromising our security, our economy, our well-being, the fentanyl crisis, all result of these terrible policies. And Bob Casey, frankly, has been at the scene of the crime on every one of these terrible votes.
In terms of getting you there across the finish line, I know that the Pennsylvania GOP is going to start holding a series of general election rallies starting Wednesday, Thursday. And we got to get the mail-in ballots under control. We got to make sure that we get people out to vote. We got to do all those things. And do you feel confident that the organization is going to be there to get you and President Trump across the finish line this November?
I do. I do. I mean, we've got a lot of work to do. But, you know, listen, politics is a team sport. My efforts are very much aligned with President Trump's team in terms of mail-in ballots. Voter registration, Rich, is huge good news there. You know, in 2016, when Trump won, there was 1 million more registered Democrats than Republicans. It's under 400,000 now, and we're closing the gap quickly. It'll be 300,000 by Election Day, and we'll be a red state by 2028, and that's a huge benefit to us. But we have to seize the moment, and we've got to embrace mail-in ballots. President Trump's team has done that. President Trump.
I know Dave's on a bus, so he's breaking up a little bit. He's traveling right now with Jim Jordan as he's campaigning for U.S. Senate today. So I think we might have lost him. Dave, are you there? All right, it's okay. Well, you know, he's probably where is he right now, Matt? Did he say where he was on a bus? I think what town he said.
I don't know what town. I know he's traveling.
He's traveling. All right. Well, listen, Dave, if you can still hear me, best of luck tomorrow in the primary. And I hope everybody gets out there. Show your support for Dave McCormick for U.S. Senate. He will be the Republican nominee. And now we got to get him and President Trump across the finish line this November. And we'll have Dave on a lot between now and then so we can make sure that that happens. Dave, give my best to Jim Jordan, everybody on your team. We'll talk again soon, my friend. Best of luck.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, listen, my friends Matt and Stephanie from Emmons Roofing and Siding were over the other day. We had a little party for Reagan, and their son Mason and Patrick were playing together. They're great people. They really are. And when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So, whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because my friends Stephanie and Matt know the times are tough for many people, they are offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacements. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. We have used Emmons for so many projects. In fact, they just put in a new storm door for us, a new basement door, and replaced some skylights for us on the new home. And more projects to come. Going to have them renovate our bathroom for us as well. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com today, and make sure you tell them I sent you.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I feel a little fat today. Ugh. Too much. Carbed out a little bit too much this weekend. Kind of carbo loaded a little.
Usually when people carbo load, it's, you know, for athletic reasons. Like, oh, I'm going to run a marathon or something.
Yeah, I didn't do
Nothing's
that.
Nothing's coming. Okay.
I didn't run. I didn't run anywhere. I ran to get more carbs.
What'd you have?
Well, I made pizza Saturday, and then I made a bucatini alla amatriana salsa last night.
I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that is, but it sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's delicious with guancale, the pig's cheek. But too many carbs, so today I'm fasting. So I've only had a couple peanuts today, and that's it. Peanuts and a Gatorade Zero.
Yeah, I don't think that's how dieting is supposed to work, Rich. I don't think you're supposed to gorge yourself over a two-day period and then starve yourself on Monday.
Well, I've lost weight. My cholesterol, though, is 300.
Is that good or bad?
Bad. Very bad. My doctor wants to put me on a statin. I'm not doing that. No way. Those statins, I think they lead to dementia. Joe Biden has been on statins his whole life, I think. So I'm not doing that. But I did, my calcium score is zero. They tested to see if there's any calcium block in your arteries. And my score was 0.0. That's good. That's the only time you want a zero score. No clogged arteries. 0.0.
Henry's trying to scramble to find that little sounder from Animal House.
Zero.
There we go.
Point zero.
That's right. Unlike Flounder, that guy has some calcium, no doubt. Well, we see Mama Zioli gave me the high cholesterol. It is genetic, as you know. Genetic. So it's not my fault. Although eating pig's cheek probably doesn't help. I don't care.
Will eating a handful of peanuts, will that reduce the cholesterol or no?
Well, the real question is, will eating people reduce cholesterol? How high is, if you eat people, how high is that cholesterol? They always say on the package of food, there's, you know, hot dog has this much cholesterol or whatever. What about a human being? Like, if Uncle Bozy had actually been eaten by cannibals, do we know what the cannibal's cholesterol would have been?
Oh, through the roof, I bet.
It's high cholesterol and low, right? One's good, one's bad, something or other, something.
Yeah, there's good cholesterol too, isn't there?
Yeah, apparently there's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol.
You have any of the good cholesterol or just the bad?
I think I got the good too.
Oh, that's good.
I got some good. So this is my favorite story of the day today. And this, I'm going to read you this headline. This is a real headline. This is not a joke. It's not the Babylon Bee, but it could be. Papua New Guinea leader criticizes Biden's cannibals comment. So the leader of Papua New Guinea is mad at the president of the United States for his cannibal comments.
Hey, you predicted that. You said that last week.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
I said the people of Papua New Guinea are going to speak out over this. He said, quote, this is now, his name is James, Prime Minister James Marape of Papua New Guinea. And he said, quote, President Biden's remarks may have been a slip of the tongue. However, my country does not deserve to be labeled as such. twice last week, well, we have the audio, right, of Biden suggesting that his uncle had been eaten by cannibals.
Yeah, I can pull it up real
and
quick.
And this is the New York Times. I'm going to read. This is the far right wing New York Times quote. Twice last week, Mr. Biden suggested without evidence that his uncle had been eaten by cannibals. Twice. I didn't realize he said it twice last week.
Yeah, he said it before boarding Air Force One, and then he said it at a little press briefing as well.
He did, huh? Yeah. And so twice he said it. Well, this is at least one of the times. Go ahead.
Wait, hang on. Give me a second. Ah, here it is.
Got it.
Ambrose Finnegan, when we called him Uncle Bosey, he was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals in New Guinea at the time.
Now, that suggests that he got eaten by a cannibal. And my favorite part of Friday's show, of course, was when Peter Ducey said, why is President Biden telling everyone his uncle got eaten by a cannibal? You have that?
No, I don't. Give me a minute. I can find
Henry,
that
didn't I ask you to put that in the soundboard for me?
Yeah, yeah.
You forgot, didn't you?
I did. I've had a lot of things going on.
It was Friday.
It was Friday. Yeah. I got it. Why is President Biden telling people that his uncle was eaten by a cannibal? So Papua New Guinea has become an important strategic partner of the United States in the region. And the prime minister has twice visited the White House. Mr. Biden's description of his uncle's death does not match military records. Ambrose Finnegan, a brother of Mr. Biden's mother, was a passenger in an aircraft that, for unknown reasons, had to ditch in the Pacific Ocean off the northern coast of New Guinea on May 14, 1944, according to the Pentagon's Defense POW MIA accounting agency. Both of the plane's engines failed at low altitude. There is no indication that the aircraft was shot down. Mr. Finnegan and two other men failed to emerge from the sinking wreck and were lost in the crash. This is from the Pentagon's records. One crew member survived and was rescued by a passing barge. An aerial search the next day found no trace of the missing aircraft or the lost crew members. This is Peter Ducey's question to Karine Jean-Pierre on Friday.
Why is President Biden saying he was shot down? There's no evidence of that. And why is he saying that his uncle was eaten by cannibals? That is a bad way to go.
He lost his life.
It's a damn bad way to go. And Papua New Guinea is not happy about this. The prime minister of Papua New Guinea is very ticked. My country does not be, because again, the tourism, imagine that. You're trying to get people to come visit Papua New Guinea. Now they're all worried they're going to be eaten by cannibals.
I was going to go there this summer. I canceled my trip.
I agree. I was going to do a Zioli Army trip to Papua New Guinea, sponsored by Conservative Tours, and now I have to get cannibal insurance.
That's not cheap.
It's not. Cannibal insurance is not cheap, by the way. I'm just saying, for the record. So I am on Team Papua New Guinea. I think the United States of America should put out a formal apology. The prime minister called on the United States to clean up war material and properly handle human remains still in the region from World War II. He said the theaters of war in the PNG and Solomon Islands are many and littered with the remains of World War II, including human remains, plane wrecks, shipwrecks, tunnels, and bombs. Our people daily live with the fear of being killed by detonated bombs of World War II. Well, now he's ticked. He's like, not only do I want a formal apology for you labeling my people as cannibals, now come back here and clean up your crap. Good for you. I stand with the people of Papua New Guinea. I stand with you, my fellow Guineas. No, I can't say that because that's a slander to Italians. I didn't mean it that way. I meant we are all Papua New Guinea today. We are all Papua New Guinea. I stand with you. The people of Papua New Guinea. And I'm going to go there. And a peace mission. Now, if I call them and I start talking to them to try to understand their pain and suffering, I'm going to be spied on by the government because they're a foreign country under Section 702 of FISA. And all I wanted to do is just tell the people of Papua New Guinea, we all don't think you're cannibals. For the record, it's just our president with dementia who thinks you're cannibals. Rest of us don't think that way about you. Feel good about yourselves, you Papua New Guineans. Now listen. I'm playing my interview with President Trump coming up in a few minutes, but for a...
That's a nice segue.
It's a good segue to that, right? For a greener, healthier lawn that's safer for your family and pets, call my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. I've been a customer for years, and you're going to love the results. Natural Lawn has been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for over 35 years. Their certified specialists tailor their treatments to your lawn's specific needs. The environmentally friendly approach reduces the need for chemicals and creates a safer lawn for your family and pets. Natural Lawn is locally owned and family operated in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, and that's important to me. Local companies matter, and they are competitively priced and have a satisfaction guarantee. So trust the leader in organic-based lawn care. I've been trusting them for years, and you should too. Give them a call today. New customers can take advantage of Natural Lawn's unbeatable offer, but it ends at the end of this month, and the end of this month is coming very, very soon. So give them a call today. Call 1-800-FREE-SEED. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Call 800-FREE-SEED or visit naturallawn.com to learn more. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Visit them today, naturallawn.com. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.